You know, as I grow older and watch my son mature into a fine young man, I often think of my father and mother and the lessons they taught me. One in particular guides me today. When I was a state senator representing my hometown of Bangor, I was running the family business, my wife had a good job as a registered dietitian. To put it simply, I was comfortable, and we were comfortable. But my father told me my responsibility was not to be comfortable or satisfied. He told me that it was time after 6 terms to either move up or to move out. He told me that I owed it to the people who had elected me and who trusted me with their votes to keep moving, to keep up the fight for their interests, and to challenge myself to do more. It was his urging that prompted my first run for Congress and ultimately my campaign for governor. I've been blessed by the people of this state who have given me their trust and support, and I continue to hear the challenge from my father to cast off the comfortable and to be challenged by what did I do for the people today. You know, Maine has tremendous natural resources, an innovative and determined workforce, and a quality of life that attracts people from around the world. But our assets cannot protect us against the changes of a new century. We must change just as the world is changing around us. The government structures that have worked so well for so long, they're no longer sufficient. We spend too much on administration, too many levels of government, too much overhead, and more of our resources are drained away from where they need to do the most good, in higher education and scholarship and research and development, providing platforms for opportunities and prosperities to do business here and around the world. We're facing a future with a government from the past. You know, the United States is facing uncertain economic times. Revenues are mirroring the national trend. We have to be prepared, and I'm committed to make the changes necessary to ensure Maine's financial health and the prosperity of all our people. It's time for us to rattle the shelves and probably break a few dishes, but to recognize in doing so that we're going to have better opportunities for all Maine citizens. So our young people, when they graduate from school, they'll find their opportunities here and not have to go elsewhere. We owe it to them. We owe it to their future. And it's our responsibility in this generation to do the work that's necessary. You know, we started earlier this year. We've already tackled reforming K-12 education administration. The debate was spirited, and it continues in some quarters, but the truth is we're well on our way to a successful reform. We've gone from 290 administrative units down to less than 80. We've added more transparency to the school budget process and put more resources into the classroom where they can do the most good. But we've got to continue to attack inefficiencies by looking at government at all levels, administrations in all areas to move Maine ahead. You know, in August, I began a conversation of the future of the state's prisons and jails. The way we house prisoners is dysfunctional and places unnecessary pressures on prison personnel, taxpayers, and inmates. A unified corrections administration system will save taxpayers money and deliver better outcomes for the inmates, for the mentally ill, for women and substance abuse. Entrenched interests oppose the plan, fearful that they'll lose some of their authority, but change must come. And while there are some questions about existing county debt that need to be resolved, I am confident we can find a solution that works for every taxpayer in the state. And I'm not going to just stop there. As I've indicated before, every area needs to be reviewed. My administration right now is reviewing a possible merger between the Maine Turnpike Authority and the Department of Transportation. Here are two organizations that basically perform the same functions. They both maintain roads, and we've got to be able to work together to wring out the efficiencies, the duplications, and the overlaps out of those two systems. We're also looking at our natural resource agencies in state government, two departments populated by dedicated, skilled public servants. But we have a lot of administration, and we need to be able to break down the walls that separate our experts into these little silos. The issues that we face in Maine in the future require coordinated responses and new approaches. We just can't do things the way we've been doing them, or we're not going to change the results. And the results we need are not the ones we've been getting. In order for better opportunities, better results, and a future where prosperity will be for every single Maine citizen, we need to change. With your help, I know that we're going to be successful.